Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Let's get this party started. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. Sandler's coming up here. He's going to join us from the road as they head on out of Boston. He's going to join us in 6 minutes as we survey the damage. The Rangers have now lost their sixth consecutive series. Gentlemen, this one smarts a little bit. This one hurts as you didn't score. All right, so you'd scored a combined 18 runs in the three previous games. You were averaging 6 runs a game, basically, since the whispers of Brett Boone's name had entered that clubhouse. But it all came crashing down to earth today in the form of runners in scoring position fail. 0-for-10 yesterday. Boach said they were 0-for-7 or 0-for-8 today. I didn't mind. Have to look at the box score because I watched the entire game, listened to it.
Yeah, 0-for-7. It was bad.
Yeah, 0-for-17 for the two.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, there's that, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. What we do know is that Chris Young is not going to rest. You know, will be looking for the next solution, as it's been about a week or so since he started with that burger move. I don't know what could be next. It might be a little early for the trade market to have matured yet, so that's premature. But I'm sure he'll come up with something. It's our guy, CY. He's tireless. You know, he's a maniac when it comes to winning. That's what you want at the top of your organization, an absolute maniac. He probably lost sleep, you know?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Four or 5 hours last night. He's getting none tonight.
Yeah, my boy's feeling bad right now. Yeah. He's angry. He's ticked. The competitive spirit is through the roof. And, he's going to leave no stone unturned.
So we have that. Of course, the Dallas Stars have won, though. Right, and made everything right in the DFW sports world for us. And George Pickens has talked to the media today. So we have a very full, robust sports plate for you as we broadcast live Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. And grilling season is here. They have the Green Mountain Grills hardwood pellets. They're flying off the shelves. 12 bucks each for a 28-pound bag. That's smoking hot savings right there, Broadus.
Absolutely.
The Meat Church seasonings, buy one, get one. They have Big Green Egg deals, and I think they're giving away a Kamado Joe. A lot of good stuff going on.
Right in front of us right there, Dawson.
Nice.
See it right there. Trying to find a way to get my name in on that. I know I can't win it, but somebody needs to come get this thing.
As Jared Sandler joins you now here on 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, we need to get some hits with runners in scoring position, right? I guess the good news is we've had more base runners of late, right? Is this just a timing thing? Is there any sort of an adjustment, or do you just have to kind of wait for your chance to get the job done with guys on?
That's a great question. You know, there's certain people who think that ultimately you are going to hit with runners in scoring position, what you hit or how you hit without. And if that's true, then you think it's going to even out at some point. And then there are other folks who believe that situationally there's certain hitters who just have a knack for delivering in those spots. And here's the beauty about hitting with runners in scoring position. Depending on the situation, you don't always need a hit to have a productive at bat, right? If you come up with a runner at second and nobody out, you hit a ground out to the right side or a deep fly ball or something, you can move the runner over and further your team's chances of scoring. So you don't always need the hit. And unfortunately for the Rangers, you know, not only were they not getting hits, but they weren't even really getting those productive at-bats to enhance the opportunity. You know, they had that chance you know, in the middle innings at first and second and nobody out after they got hits from Barnhart and Smith. And, you know, that's a golden opportunity right there to get back in the game. And, you know, they hit into a double play, and it was just one of those days. So, you know, they got to start coming through with runners in scoring position. They've got to have productive outs, you know, more often when they're not coming through. And, you know, that obviously was the difference today between the Rangers and Red Sox, not just the hits that the Red Sox got with runners in scoring position, but some of the productive outs that they got as well.
It's a performance business. You know, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. But I do love the process of a Jock Peterson getting three walks today. They had six walks as a team. I think we're seeing progress, even though they just lost another series. Sandler, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's specific to Jock. Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's reached base now multiple times in three straight games. And, you know, he's got some ground to cover, you know, after the slow start and the degree to which that start was. You know, for him at least, incredibly slow. I don't know. It's tough because I get it. You know, the Rangers are two games under 500, and no one wants to hear the sob stories or anyone making apologies. I'll tell you what, though, I do feel a little bit differently after losing two of three than say after losing two of three to the Athletics.
Yeah.
Or after the series against the Giants, just a little bit of a different feeling. And now, you know, eventually those need to be converted into wins, those feelings. I also say this too, guys. I don't know. Sometimes you play bad teams when they're playing really well. Sometimes you play good teams when they're not. You know, I tend to think, you know, over the course of the year, it's all going to kind of even out. But the Rangers have had a really difficult schedule. And I was just thinking about it today. I can't wait for next week when the Rangers get to play the Rockies. Now, we were saying that last year, and the Rangers didn't fare
swept.
Well against the Rockies. But but the Rangers have not had an easy start to the season schedule-wise. And, you know, they don't get any favors this weekend. The Tigers are, you know, one of the best teams in baseball and incredibly well-managed. And they're going to face Tarek Skubal tomorrow. But, you know, it seems like the Rangers' struggles have coincided with, you know, teams that aren't going to, you know, give them any opportunity for forgiveness when they're not playing well. But yeah, slow start, progress, but eventually those elements of progression need to be converted into wins.
Yeah, Jared, I mean, the things that I'm kind of encouraged, you know, last night you get down into the ninth inning and Seager, you know, almost gets one out of here. You know, it was a well-hit ball, just couldn't quite get it over the wall there. But then you hit a 415 foot shot, and that thing ends up being caught as well. So, you know, maybe it is a little bit some luck. I mean, I know it's been some troubles with runners in scoring position, but, you know, they've had some tough outs, it looks like to me.
Yeah, and you know, the process by which they're getting there, you know, I think is a lot more favorable. I mean, you know, Gavin mentioned the walks, six walks today, three from Jock Peterson. You know, they knocked out Brian Baio, who had, you know, didn't allow a run, but, you know, they knocked him out before he could even complete five innings because they made him throw pitches. They made him work. And I just think that over a large sample, that sort of thing is going to play out more favorably than it won't, as long as, you know, you get your horses to start running. But you're right, Broadus. And, you know, I talked about it with Dave and Mike on the post game, but there isn't anyone who has really gotten power hot yet for this team. And I think we all would agree that, you know, they have a number of guys in their lineup who can hit the long ball and probably can put up some, you know, pretty impressive home run totals when all is said and done. But none of those guys have really gotten it going in that regard. You know, Wyatt, you know, had a few day stretch where, you know, three straight games of the home run, but no one has really gotten hot, right? Or even maybe no one has gotten hot, but there hasn't been like a stretch where, you know, over the course of a week, you know, two guys or three guys or, you know, just they're feeling it with the, you know, with the long ball. And, you know, one home run with two men on can totally change the complexion of any game and be a big swing. And, and so, you know, I that's the other thing I just keep waiting for. They're putting together better bats. Now, you know, when's the home run ball going to start to drop? Because, you know, I think when the Rangers put together this roster and this lineup, I think they looked at it and said, hey, this might not be a group that leads baseball in batting average, might not be a group that leads baseball in on-base percentage, but this is a group that should be near the top in slug and they just haven't hit that rhythm yet.
You know, Jared, one of the things I miss so much and that's been unfortunate about this season is not having your, you know, Rangers extra innings interactions with the Tolos and the Rangers fans, you know, and I feel like that's something that we're all kind of missing a little bit right here. And I wonder if we're getting to the stretch in the season where would we have a moment where perhaps you could get drawn off sides at all. You know, I hear Mikey B's a little bit down right now. I mean, yeah. I could read you a text right now, Jared, from a Rangers fan, and we could do like a little Rangers extra innings turn back the clock moment if you'd like.
I mean, good luck trying to get me to jump off sides on this, but you're welcome.
He's a TV guy now. Yeah. Yeah, I know you're buttoned up now, Jared. But
no,
I mean,
it's more. You know, I'm just trying. I
keep your job
back in the day.
Yeah. I sense frustration though from you, Jared. Mount Sandler could erupt at any time.
Jared, I was really hoping that I could have called in on the extra innings and asked about the whole thing at the play at first base. You know, where if you run past the bag, is it still a forced play? You know, I thought maybe Joe and Flower Mound would have got a good explanation for that one.
That would have been fine. This definitely would be a stretch where I'd be guaranteed one eruption, you know, over the last 2-3 weeks. Maybe multiple. I don't know. I guess I got to figure out how I can, you know, release the frustration. Maybe it's just Bassick. Maybe I need to on the plane. I just need to start. You know, I need to tell Bassick to shut up when he, you know, tries to talk to me about some random thing or show me some stupid YouTube video that he's been giggling about for the last 30 minutes.
A good shut up mic drop would go over well, I think, on the telecast. Yeah. But I don't know if you've seen the fan text lately because you haven't been hosting on the radio. It's a different role for you this year. But there is a texter out there, Jared, who insists there's a Sandler curse on anybody who you insist is going to do well is actually heading for a downturn.
Like Tyler Mahle last night.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, if that's the case, then you know, I'm happy to shut up. If they want me to just sit on the stool and just smile or something, I mean, yeah, if that's gonna get this Turner, I'll do it. I thought about showing up with a mustache the other day, but then a lot of the coaches started you know, just rocking the mustache, and so I felt like that'd be like a poser move. So I was like, I'm going to let them do their thing. But whatever it takes, I'm happy to do it. I'll wear a bag over my head. I'll do anything.
It's a little tremor.
That's perfect, man. We're starting to see it. We can see it a little bit. Seriously, though, how is Baskey holding up? I mean, Nadell's trying to get him cocktails on the flight home or flight to Detroit here. I mean, he's getting a little frustrated. We all are. I mean, this is a tough thing. We finally got the pitching that we've always dreamed of. And the offense is dissolute.
Even Dave Raymond sounds a little bit ranty there in your roundtables.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, I think there is some frustration. You know, Bassick, the problem for Mike is that he's like still trying to convince himself he's never going to like basketball again. And, you know, we were staying at the same hotel as the Knicks, and it was just tough to avoid basketball. But, like, he's like really going out of his way. Like, the other day on the plane, he like made a point to try and watch hockey. I don't think he can name 5 NHL players. Maybe if you include the Stars, he could, but he certainly couldn't name 5 NHL players outside of the Stars. But he was like forcing himself to watch hockey when there was some really good basketball going on. And it's like he's like in this fight with a friend and is just being really petty. Like I'm not going to invite you to my birthday party. So maybe he just needs to be, you know, reintroduced to basketball and, you know, that will give him the outlet that he needs. I don't know.
It did make him whole. That's a good point, Jared. As Jared Sandler joins us live from Boston, Rangers lose the finale to the Red Sox this afternoon. Seriously, though, why couldn't this team just go on a run like Detroit or Kansas City is on right now? Like, what's making them so hot?
Yeah, I mean, well, Kansas City is pitching the crud out of it, and frankly, Detroit is as well. You guys have probably heard me talk about A.J. Hinch in the past. I think super highly of him as a manager and getting the most out of what he has. I think he matches up in-game really well. And I think he takes players and elevates them by, you know, figuring out not just ways to put them in positions to succeed, but hearing him talk about managing and leadership, it is just tough to imagine this guy isn't someone that you'd want to play for and kind of instill the confidence. So I will always, until proven otherwise, take an A.J. Hinch managed team seriously. And obviously the record speaks for itself, and he's done a great job. And they as an organization have done a great job in working with Spencer Torkelson, who's the former first overall pick. He's now an impact player. They found a way to make something out of Javi Baez, who signed one of the worst contracts going in baseball, but he's been a productive player all of a sudden for them after disappearing that. And then with the Royals, there's nothing. I mean, yeah, they pitch really well. They got a good bullpen offensively. They match up well, and they do some of the little things. That's a really athletic group. And then obviously they have one of the, 3 to 5 best players in baseball in Bobby Witt Jr.
Jared, what wasn't clicking for Jack Leiter today?
Yeah, just the ability to finish guys off with 2 strikes. I think one difference between this year and last year, you'd see him constantly fall behind 2-0, 3-1 and try to get back in the count and only have one bullet to try and put a guy away. This year, he and today specifically did a better job of getting ahead, and credit Red Sox hitters. They made him work, and he just didn't have a put away pitch today, which I think you see that from young guys sometimes, figuring out, all right, this weapon isn't working, what can I go to next? I think the pitch count obviously got up there, not because he was falling behind 3-0 in leading to walks, but because he was getting ahead 0-2, 1-2, and just not able to put a guy away, and then all of a sudden, hitter draws a walk. And so that, to me, was the big difference for Jack today.
One of the big positive takeaways from the series, the defense was in full force for the Rangers. Did you have a favorite? What was your number one Rangers defensive play of the series?
Yeah, I guess Wyatt Langford throwing, was it Abraham Toro out at second, on Tuesday night, that ball off the wall. It's always tough to play the monster here, and especially for guys that don't have tons of experience. Wyatt played here last year, but it's not like he's got a catalog of games to draw from or experiences. So that probably was number one for me. But I do agree in general. I think the Rangers defensively have done a really, really nice job. They've pitched well. They've done a nice job on the bases. It's just getting the bats going. That's kind of the puzzle piece that they're searching for.
How do you like their chances to do that against the Tigers?
Well, on paper, it's never easy or fun when you're going to face Tarik Skubal, but I think sometimes when you got a lineup that's scuffling, maybe that's what you need, because you go in there, no expectations. You realize, hey, this is arguably the best pitcher in baseball. Let's just go and simplify things and try and compete. So maybe that works. But Comerica is a place the Rangers have played well recently. I think they've won 19 of their last 30 there, and so hopefully. Hopefully they're able to recapture some of that magic and come away with a couple wins.
I'll drink to that, Jared. Have yourself a great flight and a good night, and we will catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. He is brought to you by our friends at Blue Nail Roofing as we broadcast live from Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Yeah, George Pickens says, I feel great. I like the mojo here. I like the swag. I feel like they have a great thing going for sure, and I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to play with Dak. He's coming out of quarterback Siberia there over the last 4 years. What's it been? Trubisky and Pickett and yeah. Wilson and Fields and
Rudolph.
Ooh, oh, yeah, that's right.
It's been tough sledding.
Yeah, it has. So, that's a serious upgrade for him.
Yeah.
And he's excited to be here.
I'd be pretty ornery, too, if I was a receiver and having to catch balls from these guys. Like, yeah. Seriously, year after year, you get like a 1 year, hey, craziness, we have a bad quarterback, fine. We're going to go like a half decade with a bunch of Trubiskys and Rudolphs throwing me the ball.
Yeah
you know what? I'm probably going to be a little bit late to work.
And he didn't go fight those quarterbacks. He's probably fighting the other team for making fun of his quarterbacks. He's probably defending their honor.
Probably standing up for his guys.
Yeah, what's going to be interesting is, like, his run after catch, I don't think you get a really good example of how he is capable of doing those things. Remember yesterday in the scouting report, talked about him kind of banging off guys and stuff like that. And
yeah, you were complimentary of him with the ball in his hands after
okay,
the catch.
How about this, though? How about with a ball that he could actually catch and then go?
Wow, how about that?
I mean, you might see a side of him.
Who's going to throw him that?
Yeah. Well, we've had these discussions, though, about Dak. I think early in his career there was some accuracy problems, and maybe there's been some times where it hasn't been perfect, but I think he's gotten better each year. Maybe the reading things a little bit better and seeing it. But Pickens will be excited to know that, hey, the ball will probably be where it needs to be, and then maybe he can run after catch. This is something that we haven't seen a whole lot from. We've seen spectacular catches, but we haven't seen something that probably is a strength of his, is that ability to catch it and take that thing north-south.
Yeah, I got a little write-up from John Owning that we can get to a little bit later in regards to the George Pickens yak, but I also have some breaking news. We have a Zoom link, boys.
Hey, how about that?
Fan cam, here we come. Yeah, collision course with the G-Bag Nation.
Well, look at that. You're winning Employee of the Year right there. I mean, you're going to get the vote from Carter Freeman and Tim Collins. Guarantee that. Got a Zoom link coming in hot here as we broadcast live. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio here. The G-Bag Nation, George Pickens, went on to say, just watching his game over the years, he's a very prolific quarterback, smart quarterback. I'm just glad to be working with him. We do have George Pickens audio coming up at 5:20, so you can hear from your new wide receiver.
That's awesome.
But all of his quotes are great stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I think everybody's going to like him.
I'd like to see, you know, as we start to get through the, you know, with the OTAs, the mini camps and things like that are coming up, I wonder if, you know, if we're going to see, you know, in the Dak yard, a George Pickens, a CeeDee Lamb, a Tolbert, Ferguson, maybe all this group gets together, you know, in a little 100-degree weather and kind of figure some things out, you know, because really it's, you know, we can't, if you're a Cowboy fan or the Cowboys looking at it, you can't have Pickens being behind. You know, find a way to, if he could work with Dak and CeeDee and those guys, you know, on his
build
own.
Build that chemistry. Build the chemistry. You can do a lot.
You could, yeah. And Dak's got the facility. And you know, you could go to the star and absolutely do it. But but he needs to come in here and get that going as quickly as possible. You don't need him to kind of be like, well, I'm trying to learn the playbook. I'm trying to do this. You know,
you called into your guys yesterday. Is he a hard-working guy in the offseason?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's a guy that's committed to trying to do things to win.
Sweet.
So I think that you're going to see that. I'm talking about it, but I believe it, that's something that it's actually going to happen when he gets here, that him and Dak, you know, Dak, to me, I've been out to the star a couple different times. Looks like him with the rehab with Britt Brown. I'm sure he's going to be able to start throwing the ball pretty soon, like he wants to throw it, working on his drop backs or even taking shotgun snaps. But getting all those guys on the same page, I think, is going to be key. You know, you don't want to, like I say, you don't want to get behind in training camp and all of a sudden you're having to have days where you're trying to learn things. Try and be ahead of this thing as much as you can. I'm sure they're going to do that.
Well, that'd be cool. You know, I know there was talk last year that maybe CeeDee Lamb holding out put them behind the eight ball. They'd already established an incredible connection.
Yeah.
So maybe it's an important part of their process for being ready, especially as you're transitioning into a new offense. And that's what I wanted to ask about. Like, can they figure out what the plays are going to be? Does Shoddy know what they're going to be yet? And, like, give them, hey, work on this? And, you know, how much of an advantage is it to have that as compared to just working generic stuff?
Like I've seen, in walking and doing some of the work I've been doing at the Star, you do see them out there on the field working, you know, in shells and stuff and kind of getting an idea. And the fact that the Cowboys have the new coaching staff, that they get an extra week or they get to start earlier. So, yeah, as soon as George Pickens can get here, land, and then get ready, then they can immediately put him into some situations where, hey, these are some of the plays that we're going to talk about. You know, your OTAs, your mini camps, these are plays that you put in. Well, the previous regime did this. We'll see if Shoddy does. I think he will. Is that you take the plays that you're going to run like in training camp and maybe into the season, but you put them in during the OTAs and the mini camps to kind of give the rookies a little bit of a, like, oh, okay, I remember. So when you get to camp, you're not having to teach the same thing twice. You're just saying, okay, these are the plays we're going to work on. We've already seen them at OTAs and the mini camps. We've talked about them in meetings. Now we're in training camp. Go out and execute those plays. That's where George Pickens is really. He's kind of like, he's just like our guy Holden, the wide receiver that, you know, signed as a free agent, or, you know, any of the guys that were brought in. You know, they were brought in, and now they're having to learn the offense. And maybe there's some adjustments that Shoddy wants to make, too. I don't think, you know, there's going to be there could be some stuff that Clayton Adams absolutely wants to do in the run game. You know, how they want to maybe that part of it, I think, will be really, really different. But maybe the passing game stuff, there'll probably be some wrinkles that they want to make sure that they get in here early in the OTAs and then work on him at training camp.
I love this storyline. It gives us something exciting to look forward to.
Yes.
You know, obviously a playmaker that can make a boring game very interesting in a heartbeat, you know, along with CeeDee Lamb and hopefully Jaden Blue as well coming in. So salute to the Joneses, you know, for at least making 2025 dang interesting going in.
Yeah.
And we'll see how good they are. All right, when we come back here, it's the G-Bag Nation live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. We got a football's finest, Chief.
Yeah, we do with George Pickett.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
As the star of the show, that's next here in the nation.
Let's go, G-Bag Nation. Welcome back. Hope you're having a great day. Sorry about that Rangers loss earlier today. Okay, we'll be back at it tomorrow against Detroit. We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Check it out. Their Spa Wars hot tub and swim spa blowout is good now through the 26th. Biggest sale of the year. If you want a new hot tub for the summer, now is the time. Factory rebates, 0% APR financing with no money down. And these guys are the best local family at Southern Leisure. Three DFW locations. Get to Arlington, Richardson. We're in Flower Mound here, okay? And you can save up to 50% on scratch and dent models as well. So a lot of great stuff going on as we prepare our minds and bodies for an edition of Football's Finest. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the Chief.
Okay, the 214 asking the question, are the Cowboys going to be able to re-sign George Pickens after this season? Yesterday, when the news went down, we asked that question. How likely is it that this is more than just a one-year rental? I think we all feel like that's it's a low chance that this is more than a one-year deal, right? I mean, unless the Cowboys decide that they're willing to pay another wide receiver in the neighborhood of $30 million per year.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
I would be surprised if they'd be down to do that. You say, oh, well, why don't you just franchise tag them? Well, that's going to cost you $25 million immediately, boom, for the following season right there on your cap. You don't get to spread that out like you do if you have a contract extension of some sort. So
But it buys you another year. It buys you another year, though. The key to all this, though, is that you're going to have to get Bland and you're going to have to get Micah and others done before that, though. That's the key. That one might be the most. If you want him for one more year, I would try my best to make sure that you get those other ones taken care of, because that's going to be the route in order for you, because you're likely saving that franchise tag if something happens with Micah, you know.
Which you'll have a lot of time to get done in terms of assuming. I mean, we all imagine that deal should get done this offseason at some point, right?
Okay, then that's the one. Now knock out the Bland one. You get it. If you want to keep Pickens, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to keep the franchise tag open for him, if that's the case, if you want to do that. So that means getting those other ones done.
I mean, I think if you can get close, it's worth doing the deal. Like, I think Steelers fans are mad that they're letting the Cowboys do this. Having George Pickens for 1 year, then letting him walk for a third-round comp, they're like, why didn't we just keep George Pickens for a year? You know? So I think that the overall trade-off for the Cowboys is good, as long as he is on track for the kind of contract and production that would get the third-round comp. You know, you're losing a five to have George Pickens for a year? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're also, you do have to factor in the fact that in next year's draft, if that's the case, you don't have your third round pick, you don't have your fifth round pick, and you don't have George Pickens. Yeah. So that's gonna sting. Now, a year later, when you're sitting there within this hypothetical 2 third round picks, because you get the third round comp pick in return, that's nice. But again, reaping a reward that is far down the line, and so you're going all in with George Pickens for this year, in a year where you're not a George Pickens away from a Super Bowl.
Well,
and then all of a sudden on draft night, here you go, you don't get a chance at Revelle and Jaden Blue. Let's just say that, because that was this year.
Yeah, that hurts.
Well, the thing that you might be putting the cart before the horse, because if in fact that George Pickens comes here and flops, you're not going to get anything.
Then you're not getting squat.
You're not getting anything. So, but if he does, now the last time, you know, the Cowboys, I mean, the last time they got like a fourth round pick was 2021. So it's not, you're not guaranteed that you're going to get that.
The guy's got to go be good.
It's got to be about the formula is hard to explain because nobody understands it. But, you know, I think the best that you probably really can realistically hope for is like a fourth round pick. I think that's the
even worse than getting your third back.
Yeah, I think that's the best that you could hope for, because if you go
and it's
through,
at the end, it's at the end of the round.
Yeah, you go through and look at the history of Dallas Cowboys compensatory picks. The majority of the third and second, third, fourth, you know, those were all earlier in when this started. Recently, it's been the fifth, the sixth, those kinds. You know, I think 2021 was the last time that they had a fourth round pick.
Okay, it hurts, but what you get, I think,
it's not automatic that you get the third.
No doubt, that's not an automatic.
Sure, yeah.
But what you do get is the chance to catch lightning in a bottle if Jaden Blue's good, and if you get good left tackle play one way or another.
And that's really where I want to go now, because I've thought about this in a big picture way since the trade got made. For the most part, trying to appreciate the fun of it. Let's sink into the fun. I'm at least vowing for myself now moving forward, I'm just going to appreciate what is probably just going to be 1 year of dating of George Pickens, and how much more fun the next season of football. Our Sundays just got a lot more fun with Pickens being here. Yeah. So I'm gonna put to bed the big picture stuff.
I'm joining you.
I just want to lean in the fun. Okay, Dawson's in, Broadus. Are you ready to commit to this? Are you to commit to the fun of George Pickens?
I'm absolutely.
Okay.
It could go a lot of different ways with George Pickens.
Well, I think the fun actually started with our very own Bobby Belt being the one to break this news.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the backstory of Broadus having to kick the news to a sleeping Adam Schefter in the hours of the morning.
Yeah.
And so
5:38 in the morning.
And then it gets even funnier when Mr. Polish broadcaster Mike Greenberg is trying to tee up the breaking news on Get Up. George Pickens, Cowboys in May. This is TV gold right now. Greeny, let's go ahead and break this news.
The bottom of the hour. We have major breaking news this morning. On ESPN and Get Up, the Cowboys and Steelers are working to finalize a trade that will send wide receiver George Pickens to Dallas in exchange for draft pick compensation. Shefty dropping that bomb from a plane earlier this morning. He's on an airplane, and the trade is, I didn't like the phrasing of that. The trade is expected to include a third-round pick, other pick swaps, and is expected to be finalized today.
Mr. Polished Broadcaster painting a picture that he would like to take back.
I love how he said, I didn't like the phrasing of that, though.
Yeah.
Greeny's
a
pro.
Absolutely.
I've always been a fan.
Me too. Now, our buddy John Owning yesterday, he was toloing his tail off there on the West Coast listening to some G-Bag Nation, and he heard our back and forth about the yards after catch stuff.
Yeah.
Brought us, because you were given the scouting report in Krusty's Corner yesterday, and I had just some of the metrics from Pro Football Focus to set the table for your film scouting report.
Right.
And the yards after catch stuff is about average, or a touch below average, for George Pickens throughout his career, but you were saying the film said something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And John Owning gave us a little bit more. Now, you have to keep in mind, this is a guy with like 30% of his routes are just go balls. And then the next most popular route for him is a hitch route, just run and turn around. So, I mean, you know Dak's going to love that. And then it's like an out route to the sidelines. Those are like his main routes. So he's a guy that's going down the field and catching on the sideline. He's taking an out route to the sideline. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Diving.
Oftentimes, you're just catching the ball and going down.
Yeah.
And then he's also a hitch guy, which a hitch doesn't really allow for much yak. We see that for the Cowboys all the time. They love hitches, and they're always at the bottom of the league when it comes to yards after catch. So some of it has to do with just his route tree. But the way that John Owning put it, he says, don't fall for the George Pickens isn't a yards after catch threat banana in the tailpipe, because a lot of people are pointing to the numbers. And Pickens, 4 yards after the catch per reception. That is below NFL average. But he says it has more to do with the fact that so many of his receptions came on the sideline and when running stop routes, not great opportunities to create a bunch of yards after the catch. And then he notes that Pickens ranked 20th among all wide receivers in missed tackles forced in 2024. And among those ranked in the top 20, he had the fourth fewest receptions total, meaning the fourth fewest opportunities to create missed tackles and yards after catch and stuff like that. So I do think that we're probably going to be pleasantly surprised with him with the ball in his hands.
Well, especially like I said earlier, with the accuracy of him,
and then you factor in the better quarterback,
play, and the chance of getting the ball on the move. Like I said, this guy when it run after, he is trying to get every single yard out of every reception that he has.
You know what I love about watching his stuff last night was how aware the dude is.
Yeah.
Like, he is constantly checking over his shoulders and scanning and figuring out stuff and using that data. So I don't care what his 40 time says, because it is increased significantly by his ability to anticipate the defense's movements because of the information that he gathers while the ball's in flight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy is just an absolute energetic maniac.
He is. He is. And I love that temperament. And you can't have a team full of those guys, but you got to have some. And he's going to be that guy for this offense. I liked from our buddy Brandon Laurie of Blogging the Boys, 2024, last season, George Pickens recorded 471 receiving yards on targets with less than a 50% completion probability. So these are low chance receptions, and he ranked fourth in the NFL on those plays. So on balls, like you mentioned, a lot of that has to do with poor quarterback play.
Yeah.
This is a ball that the analytics would say not a very likely probability it gets caught. He was fourth in the sport in terms of generating yards on those type of plays. So he's a bad ball catcher.
Yeah,
that's what he is.
Yeah.
The ultimate BBC.
I know the criticism was that his last game played for the Steelers, I think he was 1 of 6, and he was a good ball dropper that game.
Yeah, which was well-timed. He was kind of being a teammate already.
Yeah,
before we even realized
that might have been
his
final nail. Okay, we're getting rid of George. This is it.
And I love just what he does outside the numbers. CeeDee Lamb is a guy that dominates from all over the field, but especially in the middle of the field from the slot position. Now you have a guy that outside the numbers is one of the best in the sport. So for next season, dude, this is going to be a lot of fun, boys.
It is. I cannot wait to get to Oxnard. Really can't wait to get out to the OTA, start taking a look. It is the G-Back Nation live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. There's Spa Wars, Hot Tub,
and Swim Spa Blowout is live. It's now through the 26th. Biggest sale of the year. 0% APR with nothing down. Largest selection of hot tubs in Texas here. We have three Southern Leisure spas and patios. We're at the Flower Mound location. Join us up here all the way until 7 o'clock. If you want to go to shopspawars.com, you can see all the individual models and their pricing right there, shopspawars.com, and then get to Southern Leisure. Okay, and Brian, would you be ready for an edition of Krusty's Corner by chance?
I would not be ready, but we can make something up.
Okay, well, let's ask questions to Broadus or listen to him make stuff up. Coming up next here, it's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I have to chat with you about my friends at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. One last time, though, join us. You can win a Kamado Joe. We have G-Bag Nation cool window flags as well, and we're back with all that here at the G-Bag Nation.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan, a Thirsty Thursday, and we are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. They got what you need here for your backyard kitchen, you know, your patio setup, and they got it all. And you can enter to win a Kamado Joe right here today. Show until 7 o'clock. We're at the Flower Mound location. There's two other locations here in DFW for Southern Leisure, and they're in the midst of an incredible hot tub and spa sale, okay? So what you're looking at is the Spa Wars Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout with factory rebates and 0% APR with no money down. You can have a hot tub in your backyard this weekend for no money down.
What a dream.
And an interest-free loan? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's the best part. And then you change the vibes in your backyard forever.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Let me ask you this question real quick then.
What do you got?
Since we're doing this, since I didn't look at the schedule...
You're good.
At the but
it's all right. You're wearing your Master's hat and your Master's shirt right
no,
now.
No, no, no. I got the hat on.
I thought you were going to give us golf takes.
No, no. This is.
I was going to be Krusty's golf corner.
I did it for the stars.
Damn it,
the
looks
green
good.
For the stars. Appreciate that.
Classic.
I was looking up something real quick though, just to see. Okay, and it was what they were. This is comes from Pro Football Focus, is what this is. And I was, because I was interested, what they had a situation. They're saying, what do you think the Cowboys' biggest need still is?
Ooh, that's a great question.
And then I got another question for you guys afterwards. Okay. On this one, I'm freestyling it here a little bit. I apologize to that.
No, I like it, dude. Just going off the top.
I am. I'm just trying to do it off the rip.
I feel like you're flying in the face of my left tackle take. Do you think Guyton's going to be pretty good, Brian?
You know what?
It's clear if you ask me.
I have questions about that myself, but I'm going to say Pro Football Focus does not see that as their biggest need here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just are you more confident that Tyler Guyton will be respectable at his spot, or for instance, Mozzie Smith at his?
Now, here we go.
Now you can obviously argue that left tackle is more important than your run-stopping defensive tackle. I get that, but they are both on the scale of importance, and I am more confident that Tyler Guyton can have a sophomore step up in the right direction than I am that Mozzie Smith.
So you've seen enough of Mozzie Smith, is what you're saying?
I pretty much have. Yeah, I'm down to the last like 2% of what I got.
Yeah, after you've had 2 years in you, there's no chance for a big sophomore bump. You're probably Dunsky.
Yeah.
But I think they're similar players as far as how you would grade them 1 through 10. You'd probably put them both in the 2, 2.5 range, right?
Yeah, one you're more interested in writing in pen, and the other one you're like pencil, because I might need to erase this and add a couple of points here, because Guyton, like many in year two, could take the step. So, but they're both questions. The cornerback spot also huge questions.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's the one. And my next question for you. Actually, Pro Football Focus says it's the interior defensive line.
Do they really?
They really do.
Yeah. I mean,
really do. And they say that Mozzie Smith and Oso Digizua are once again the Cowboys' starting defensive tackles after struggling in run defense last year and they give the run grade defense. They give their grades a 35.9 and a 50.8.
And that's a scale of 1 to 100.
Yeah, and respectfully, Dallas added Solomon Thomas, but he earned just a 41.5 run defense grade from the Jets last year. That position group in run defense is a big area concern for 2025. So they really don't even like what you did by trying to add a 342-pound nose tackle here.
Well, that's because it wasn't like it was a first or second round guy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's a guy that we're hopeful makes the team and contributes in some way.
Right.
And I would love, in a perfect world, he's superior to Mozzie Smith and he can be a guy on first down and obvious run situations that you can plug in there. But I think that's a giant hole, and your cornerback stuff is also a huge problem.
Right.
And who's going to be your nickel? I think when all is healthy, Diggs on the boundary, Revelle on the boundary, and then Bland at nickel.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I think healthy, you have a chance to be pretty dang good. But if I'm bringing in George Pickens to try to make the most out of this year without consideration for the future, I think defensive tackle, veteran corner, left tackle. And I don't think you have to absolutely break the bank to get significantly better here. You know, but we need to see those three positions addressed. They've gone out late in free agency and got one techniques. You know, I hope they do that again in mid-July or something.
Yeah. Is there a big guy just sitting on his couch right now? I mean, and maybe after June 1, you get guys that get cut.
June 1.
Maybe you can go scoop a vet. But
okay.
By the way, I talked to somebody in the organization, and they're out of the running back market.
Okay.
They like their guys.
No Breece Hall, no Nick Chubb?
No Breece Hall, no Nick Chubb.
But what's not to like about Javonte Williams?
Who do they like? Who do they really like?
Well, I just asked the question. I'm like, hey, is there still this possibility? During the draft, we were hearing names of potential running backs.
Yeah.
And I said, are we out of that market now? And the answer was, yes, we're out of that market.
And that's because they believe in Sanders or Williams?
They believe in the guys they're going to ride with the guys that they currently have there.
Okay.
So, real quick on another
thing.
See
how it goes. There'll be backs available.
There could be.
Yeah.
Chief, did we do the thing yesterday that off what we did with of Love of the Star when we asked about which position group you feel the best of?
When, oh, yeah, power rank the confidence in the groups.
But you and I had different things. I don't think we played this question. I don't think we asked Dawson this question, though, yesterday.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
Because you and I had different, and you could give your answer.
You were saving it for your Krusty's Corner today.
I feel a pretty good Krusty's Corner coming on.
Okay, the question. I'm sorry, man. I was driving along trying to get through traffic here. I didn't look down at the email. My apologies. But, okay, so yesterday on Love of the Stars, Dawson's like, why do I even send it to you? I'm admitting it, Dawson. I did. I dropped the ball.
Bryce hasn't checked his email since the 70s.
No.
You're on record with that.
I'm the only guy in the group that actually does the company-wide, hey, check out the you know, whatever.
Well,
you know,
the HR stuff?
I'm the guy who's the responsible one of the group that, like, oh, hey, learn about cyber warfare and all that stuff like that.
Well, let me tell you, I know you got a good Cowboys question coming. Good job bringing Krusty's Corner together like this. But I've been working on my communication, right? Like, yeah. Legitimately, because I've realized over the last 6 months it's been bad.
Okay.
Right? And I'm having a man in the mirror moment right this week, right? So yesterday I had a communication crisis, right?
Right.
And then I come back today, I'm like, I'm going to be better. You know, it's like the Rangers. We're going to hit today, and then you show up and get shut out.
I will just say this, though, Dawson, and I do appreciate your effort. I got your email at 3:48 this afternoon.
We went on the air at 52.
I think it was...
That's what I'm saying.
You see, that's what he's admitting.
I'm actively trying to get better.
I wanted to
and
make sure.
Worse.
I wanted to make sure. And again, we're running out of time here, but I'm gonna we'll get this question in a little bit. But
there you go.
I looked at these. And I said, "Damn, did Dawson really send me an email?" And it did. It said 3:48. I'm like, okay, wait. I just was pulling it. Now I should have looked at it right then and there.
You never look at the show sheet. I know that. I know you never look at the show sheet, so I should have told you.
No, I always look at the show sheet.
We were involved in a pretty interesting pre-show conversation.
Broadus is just, he's dialed on that 340.
Hey,
you know,
we got
anything before or after that, you know, you're going to have to negotiate.
We got a football something coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah, I think we have football something at 520.
Can I please ask that question? Because I think the listeners, it was a really, really good question on Love of the Star. I want to see Dawson's answer will
be. Hey, good tease, and how about good news? 469 says, I'm a big guy sitting on the couch right now. Tell the Cowboys to give me a shout.
Yeah.
I mean, there's guys out there.
Yeah, it sounds like a good run stopper.
Yeah, Bobby, you're not allowed
plug
to
plug and play.
You're not allowed to wear your hoodie underneath your pads like that. So we can't have you playing.
Big strong guy, you know, legs like tree trunks, sausage fingers.
Well,
that's all we need.
That's what they think they got with the UCLA kid. We're just like, we're letting Pro Football Focus just take us down.
But you said he moves less than Mozzie. Like, Mozzie's more mobile than this
with the
guy.
When the ball gets a little wide, be alert. Be alert.
Okay, we got to run. We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Hurry in while supplies last.
Alert. We're bleeped on this play. Get him off the field. Somebody call a timeout.
I'm just telling you, man, these big dudes, though, these teams get around them sometimes. They do.
All righty. We're coming back here with the 5 o'clock segment. We have to talk about the Dallas Stars' glory from last night, get you caught up on all the Texas Rangers news, and more George Pickens quotes. He spoke with the media today, and we're back with that here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.